Ezra. Chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, 3589 AH 453 BC, that the word of the Lord Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, "This is what Cyrus king of Persia says. The Lord Jehovah God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house. Temple. At Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever remains in any place where he lives, let the men of his place help him with silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house temple of God that is in Jerusalem. Then the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests, and the Levites, rose up with all those whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house temple of the Lord Jehovah which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were around them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Even those Cyrus king of Persia brought forth by the hand of Mithredath the treasurer, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is their number. 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 knives. 30 bowls of gold, silver bowls of a second sort 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up with those of the captivity who were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. Now these are the children of the province who went up out of the captivity, of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away to Babylon, and returned to Jerusalem and Judah, every one to his city. Those who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel. The children of Parosh, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Ara, 775. The children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zadu, 945. The children of Zakai, 760. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bebai, 623. The children of Asgod, 1,222. The children of Adonikam, 666. The children of Bigvai, 2,056. The children of Aden, 454. The children of Ader of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Bezai, 323. The children of Jorah, 112. The children of Hashem, 223. The children of Gibbar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netophah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The children of Asmaveth, 42. The children of Kirjatharim, Chephirah, and Beeroth, 743. The children of Ramah and Gaba, 621. The men of Michmaz, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 52. The children of Magbish, 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Haram, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Sena, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jediah, of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Amur, 1,052. The children of Pasher, 1,247. The children of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the children of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porter's door, gatekeepers. The children of Shalom, the children of Ader, the children of Talmon, the children of Akab, the children of Hadidah, the children of Shobai, in all 139. The Nethinim's temple servants. the children of Ziha, the children of Hasapa, the children of Tabath, the children of Karis, the children of Siaha, the children of Padan, the children of Labana, the children of Hagabah, the children of Akab, the children of Hagab, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gadel, the children of Gahar, the children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nakoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Pasi, the children of Besai, the children of Asna. The children of Mehunim, the children of Nephisim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harher, the children of Basluth, the children of Mahida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sizera, the children of Thama, the children of Neziah, the children of Hadapha. The children of Solomon's servants. The children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Peruda, the children of Yala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gadel. The children of Shephatiah, the children of Hadal, the children of Pochereth of Zebaim, the children of Ami. All the Nethinims. Temple servants. And the children of Solomon's servants, were 392. And these were those who went up from Telephone Mela, Telephone Harsa, Cherub, Adon, and Amur, but they could not show their father's house, and their ancestry, whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nakoda, 652. And of the children of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Kaz, the children of Barzillai. Who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those who were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore they were considered as polluted, put out from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha said to them, that they should not eat of the most holy things, until there stood up a priest with Urim and with Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,360. Besides their servants and their maids, of whom there were 7,337. And there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules, 245. Their camels, 435. Their donkeys, 6,720. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house temple of God to set it up in its place. They gave after their ability to the treasure of the work 61,000 drams of gold, about 587 pounds, 266.6 kilograms, and 5,000 pounds of silver, and 100 priests' robes. So the priests, and the Levites, and some of the people, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, temple servants, lived in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. Ezra chapter 3. And when the seventh month had come, Tishri, September, October, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua the son of Jozadak stood up, and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers, and built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings upon, as it is written in the law of Moses the man of God. And they set the altar upon its bases, because they were afraid because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord Jehovah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons, and of all the set feasts of the Lord Jehovah that were consecrated, and of everyone who willingly offered a freewill offering to the Lord Jehovah. From the first day of the seventh month, Tishri, September, October, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord Jehovah. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord Jehovah was not yet laid. They gave money also to the masons, and to the carpenters, and meat, and drink, and oil, to those of Zidon, and to those of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had from Cyrus king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming to the house temple of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, April, May, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brothers the priests and the Levites, and all those who had come out of the captivity to Jerusalem, began and appointed the Levites, from 20 years old and upward, to set forward the work of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Then Joshua, stood with his sons and his brothers, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together, to set forward the workmen in the house temple of God. the sons of Henadad, with their sons and their brothers the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord Jehovah, they set the priests in their priestly clothes with trumpets, and the Levites the sons of Asaph with cymbals, to praise the Lord Jehovah, after the ordinance of David king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks to the Lord Jehovah, because he is good, because his mercy endures forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, when they praised the Lord Jehovah, because the foundation of the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were elders, who had seen the first house, temple, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. Because the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise could be heard far away. Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were building the temple to the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel, and to the chief of the fathers, and said to them, let us build with you, because we seek your God, as you do. And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon king of Asher, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel, and Joshua, and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel, said to them, you have nothing to do with us to build a house, temple, to our God. But we ourselves together will build to the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia has commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them, to frustrate their purpose, all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote to him an accusation against those who lived in Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes Bishlam, Mithredath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue, and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king in this sort. Then Rehum the chancellor, and Shimshai the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Danites, the Apharsathites, the Tarpalites, the Apharsites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Susanchites, the Dehavites, and the Elamites wrote. And the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnapper brought over, and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side the river, and at such a time. This is the copy of the letter that they sent to him, even to Artaxerxes the king, your servants the men on this side, west of the river Jordan, and at such a time. Let it be known to the king, that the Jews who came up from you to us have come to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up its walls, and joined the foundations. Let it be known now to the king, that, if this city is rebuilt, and its walls set up again, then they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so you shall endanger the revenue of the kings. Now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers, so you shall find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same in years past. It was for this reason this city was destroyed. We certify to the king that, if this city is rebuilt, and its walls set up, by this means you shall have no portion on this side, west of the river Jordan. Then the king sent an answer to Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions who live in Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, peace, and at such a time. The letter which you sent to us has been plainly read before me. And I commanded, and search has been made, and it is found that this city has in years past made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition has been made in it. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, who have ruled over all countries beyond the river Jordan. And toll, tribute, tax, and custom, was paid to them. Give now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city not be rebuilt, until another commandment has been given from me. Take heed now that you not fail to do this, why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, and Shimshai the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews, and made them by force and power to cease. Then the work ceased on the house, temple, of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius king of Persia. Ezra chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even to them. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak rose up, and began to build the house. Temple. Of God which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time Tatnai, governor on this side, west, of the river, Jordan, and Shethar-Boznai, and their companions came to them, and said this to them, Who has commanded you to rebuild this house? Temple. And to rebuild this wall. Then we spoke to them after this manner. What are the names of the men who make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, until the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side west of the river Jordan, and Shethar-Boznai, and his companions the Apharsachites, who were on this side west of the river Jordan, sent to Darius the king. They sent a letter to him, in which was written, To Darius the king, all peace. Let it be known to the king, that we went into the province of Judea, to the house temple of the great God, which is built with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work is quickly going on, and prospers in their hands. Then we asked those elders, and said to them, Who commanded you to rebuild this house temple and to rebuild these walls? We asked their names also, to certify to you, that we might write the names of the men who were the chief of them. And so they returned an answer to us, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house temple that was built many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and set up. But after our forefathers had provoked the God of heaven to anger, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house, temple, and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house, temple, of God, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house, temple, of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those Cyrus the king took out of the temple of Babylon. And they were delivered to one, whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. And said to him, Take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house, temple, of God be rebuilt in its place. Then this same Sheshbazzar came, and laid the foundation of the house temple of God which is in Jerusalem. And since that time even until now it has been in process of being built, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seems good to the king, let there be a search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether these things are true, that a decree was made by Cyrus the king to build this house, temple of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter.
Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Achmetha, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a scroll, and in it was written this record. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, 3589 AH, 453 BC, made a decree concerning the house temple of God at Jerusalem, let the house temple be built, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let its foundations be strongly laid. Its height 60 cubits, about 90 feet or 27.4 meters, and its width 60 cubits, about 90 feet or 27.4 meters, with three rows of great stones, and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem, and brought to Babylon, be restored, and brought again to the temple which is at Jerusalem, every piece to its place, and place them in the house temple of God. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond, west of, the river Jordan, Shethar-Boznai, and your companions the Apharsachites, who are beyond, west of, the river Jordan, get yourselves far from there. Let the work of this house temple of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house, temple, of God in its place. Furthermore, I make a decree what you shall provide for the elders of these Jews for the building of this house, temple of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute, taxes, beyond the river Jordan, that is the expenses be given to these men, that they not be hindered. And that which they have need of, both young bulls, and rams, and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. That they may offer sacrifices of sweet aromas to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king, and of his sons. Also I have made a decree, that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged upon it, and let his house be made a dunghill because of this. And the God who has caused his name to live there destroy all kings and people, who shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house, temple of God which is at Jerusalem. I Darius have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, governor on this side, west of the river Jordan, Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built, and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house, temple, was finished on the third day of the month Adar, the 12th month, February, March, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king, 3609 AH, 433 BC. And the children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house, temple of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house, temple of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month, Nisan, March, April. Because the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brothers the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, who had come again out of captivity, and all those who had separated themselves from the filthiness of the heathen, ungodly, of the land, to seek the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, ate, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. Because the Lord, Jehovah, had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house, temple of God, the God of Israel.
Ezra chapter 7. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes king of Persia, Ezra the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merioth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Bucki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon. And he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord Jehovah God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord Jehovah, his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, door, gatekeepers, and the Nethinim's temple servants, to Jerusalem, in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king, 3603 AH, 439 BC. And he came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, A flat, July, August, which was in the 7th year of the king. Because upon the first day of the first month Nisan, March, April, he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month, A flat, July, August, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Because Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord Jehovah, and to do it, and to teach in Israel laws and judgments. Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord Jehovah, and of his laws to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time. I make a decree, that all those of the people of Israel, and of his priests and Levites, in my realm, who are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with you. Since you are sent by the king, and of his seven counselors, to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God which is in your hand. And to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose home is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that you can find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people, and of the priests, offering willingly for the house temple of their God which is in Jerusalem. That you may buy speedily with this money bulls, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house temple of your God which is in Jerusalem. And whatever shall seem good to you, and to your brothers, to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, who do according to the will of your God. The vessels also that are given you for the service of the house temple of your God, those you deliver before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever more shall be needful for the house temple of your God, which you shall have occasion to give, give it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers who are beyond west of the river Jordan. That whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Up to 100 talents of silver. About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. And to 100 measures of wheat. About 6,000 gallons, 625 bushels, 2,220 liters. And to 100 baths of wine. About 580 gallons, 2,200 liters. And to 100 baths of oil, about 580 gallons, 2,200 liters. And salt without keeping record of how much. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house temple of the God of heaven. Because why should there be wrath, anger, judgment, against the realm of the king and his sons? Also we certify to you, that concerning any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, doorkeepers, nethinims, temple servants, or ministers of this house, temple of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, tax, or custom, upon them. And you, Ezra, after the wisdom of your God, that is in your hand, set magistrates and judges, who may judge all the people who are beyond west of the river Jordan, all such as know the laws of your God. And teach those who do not know them. And whoever will not do the law of your God, and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be to death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king, and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord Jehovah. My God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Ezra chapter 8. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon, in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Pharosh, Zechariah. And with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150. Of the sons of Pahath Moab. Elihonai the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Jehazel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons also of Aden. Ebed the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. And of the sons of Elam. Jeshiah the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. And of the sons of Shephatiah. Zebediah the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab. Obadiah the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. And of the sons of Shelemith. The son of Josiphiah, and with him 160 males. And of the sons of Bebai. Zechariah the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And of the sons of Asgod. Johanan the son of Hakadan, and with him 110 males. and of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the sons also of Bigvai, Utai, and Zabad, and with them 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we stayed in tents 3 days. And I viewed the people, and the priests, and did not find there any of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jerob, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshullam, chief men, also for Joiavib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment to Iddo the chief at the place Casiphia, and I told them what they should say to Iddo, and to his brothers the Nethinim's temple servants at the place Casiphia, that they should bring to us ministers for the house temple of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us they brought us a man of understanding, of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And Sherebiah, with his 18 sons and his brothers. And Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, with 20 of his brothers and their sons. Also of the Nethinims. Temple servants. Whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims. Temple servants. All of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there, at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. Because I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy along the way. Because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his anger is against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and sought our God for this, and he listened to us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them. And weighed to them the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, even the offering of the house temple, of our God, which the king, and his counselors, and his lords, and all Israel there present, had offered. I even weighed to their hand 650 talents of silver. About 49,140 pounds, 22,290 kilograms. And silver vessels 100 talents. About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. And of gold 100 talents. About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. Also 20 bowls of gold, of 1,000 drams, about 9.6 pounds, 4.4 kilograms, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said to them, you are holy to the Lord Jehovah, the vessels are holy also. And the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord Jehovah, God of your fathers. Watch, and keep them, until you weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites, and chief of the fathers of Israel, at Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. So the priests and the Levites took the weight of the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, to bring them to Jerusalem to the house temple of our God. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month Nisan, March, April, to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of those who lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem, and stayed there 3 days. Now on the 4th day the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house temple of our God by the hand of Meremoth the son of Uriah the priest. And with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah the son of Binui, Levites. By number and by weight of everyone, and all the weight was written at that time. Also the children of those who had been carried away, who had come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 male goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. And they delivered the king's commissions to the king's lieutenants, and to the governors on this side. West. Of the river. Jordan. And they supported the people, and the house. Temple. Of God. Ezra chapter 9. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. Because they have taken of their daughters for themselves, and for their sons, so that the holy offspring has mingled themselves with the people of those lands, yes, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this sin. And when I heard this thing, I tore my robe and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then there were assembled to me every one who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the sin of those who had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I arose up from my heaviness. And having torn my robe and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord Jehovah, my God, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to you, my God, because our sins are increased over our head, and our evil deeds have grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our forefathers we have been in a great sin to this day, and for our sins we, our kings, and our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little while grace has been shown from the Lord Jehovah our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Because we were slaves. Yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house, temple of our God, and to repair its desolations, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? Because we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, the land, to which you go to possess, is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. That you may be strong, and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great sin, seeing that you our God have punished us less than our sins deserve, and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments, and join in peace with the people of these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you have consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, you are righteous, because we remain yet escaped, as it is this day. Look, we are before you in our sins, because we cannot stand before you because of this.
Chapter 10. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house, temple of God, there assembled to him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, because the people wept very greatly. And Shechaniah the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said to Ezra, we have sinned against our God, and have taken strange, unbelieving wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this matter. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and those who were born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. And let it be done according to the law. Arise. Because this matter belongs to you, we also will be with you. Be of good courage, and do it. Then Ezra arose, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel, to swear that they should do according to this word. And they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before the house, temple of God, and went into the chamber of Johanan the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread, nor drank water, because he mourned because of the sin of those who had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and he himself separated from the congregation of those who had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, Kislev, November, December, on the 20th day of the month. And all the people sat in the street of the house, temple of God, trembling because of this matter, and because of the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up, and said to them, you have sinned, and have taken strange, unbelieving wives, to increase the sin of Israel. Now therefore make confession to the Lord, Jehovah, God of your fathers, and do his pleasure. And separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from the strange, unbelieving wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As you have said, so we must do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside, neither is this a work of one day or two. Because we are many who have sinned in this matter. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all those who have taken strange, unbelieving wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and its judges, until the fierce anger of our God concerning this matter is turned away from us. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Jahaziah the son of Tikva were employed concerning this matter. And Meshullam and Shabbatai the Levite helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated, and sat down in the first day of the 10th month Tebet, December, January, to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men who had taken strange, unbelieving wives by the first day of the first month, Nisan, Mar, April. And among the sons of the priests there were found who had taken strange, unbelieving wives. Namely, of the sons of Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Jerob, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands. Raised hand as a promise. That they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their sin. And of the sons of Amur, Hanani, and Zebediah. And of the sons of Haram, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaneel, Jozabad, and Elasa. Also of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Kaleah, the same as Kalida, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers also, Eliashib. And of the porters, door, gatekeepers, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Furthermore of Israel. Of the sons of Perish. Ramiah, and Jeziah, and Malchiah, and Miamon, and Eleazar, and Malchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Aliah. And of the sons of Zatu. Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Jeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons also of Bebai. Jehohanan, Ananiah, Zabai, and Athli. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Maluch, and Adiah, Jeshub, and Sheel, and Ramoth. And of the sons of Pahath Moab. Adna, and Chelol, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezaliel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Haram. Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluch, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, Mattatha, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Chela, Vania, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, and Jasso, and Bani, and Binui, Shimei, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, Machnadabai, Shishai, Shirai, Azariel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jael, Mattithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jadau, and Joel, Benaiah. All these had taken strange, unbelieving wives. And some of them had wives by whom they had children.